You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
For the second time this year, the Friends of Bernie Sanders Fighting Oligarchy Tour made its way to western Wisconsin. 2 months ago, the tour rolled into Altoona, where Senator Sanders made an in-person appearance. Over the weekend, the tour stopped in La Crosse. Sanders addressed the crowd by phone. Local politicians and people affected by Trump administration decisions, such as laid-off federal government workers and those impacted by cuts to grants and other programs, were also part of the event. No one was hurt after an apartment building caught on fire in Thomas Sunday. The Wisconsin DNR was first on the scene after the outside of the building burned, damaging the siding. Smoke filled the building. According to the Toma Fire Department, the fire was started by smoking materials. High fire danger for most of Wisconsin has DNR fire crews out to help manage potential wildfires. Dry, warm, and breezy conditions will allow fires to spread quickly. More information is available on the DNR website.
Several bills affecting education are currently in the state Senate. With more, here's Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz.
A Republican-authored bill in the Wisconsin Senate would require school districts to include a good faith estimate to the property tax impact of a past referendum on a single family residence. The Senate Education Committee also took testimony Tuesday on related legislation to restrict how often school districts can propose operating referenda. Another bill would require school boards make textbooks, curricula, and instructional materials available for inspection by district residents.
An additional bill would eliminate future recurring referendums for school districts. Students are getting to class in Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
New data from the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction found most students are missing school less often year over year, but students from low-income families are still missing school at a higher rate. According to the data, overall chronic absenteeism dropped by about 2% from the 2022-23 school year to last school year. The overall rate last year was 17.7%, but the data found students from low-income families are still missing more than 1 in 10 days of school at a rate of 29.5%.
You can see more information on the Wisconsin DPI website. Wisconsin is investing in preserving agricultural land through the Farmland Preservation Program. The program gives landowners a $10 per acre tax credit if they meet certain agricultural conservation requirements. Katie Abbott of the Iowa County Land Conservation Department said it's a bit of help financially for farmers in Wisconsin.
It's just a really great way for landowners to get one-on-one conservation help and get a little financial incentive to help protect the soil and water that we all depend on.
Wisconsin's $105 billion agricultural economy provides 11% of the state's employment. The program increases tax credits by over 30% for eligible land. Administrators at Wisconsin high schools voted at the WIAA's annual meeting to require spectators ejected from events to take a free online course in sportsmanship. The course, offered by the NFHS, takes less than 1 hour to complete. It's in addition to a previous rule requiring any ejected spectators to serve a one-game suspension from events at the venue they were tossed from. The requirement goes into effect at the end of May. The Wisconsin State Patrol's May Law of the Month is Share the Road. Whether it's motorcycles, bicycles, and other smaller vehicles, if you're driving a larger vehicle, be on the lookout. Also remember to be sharing the road with farm equipment and other slow-moving vehicles. For more information, you can visit the Wisconsin DOT website. Most of Wisconsin is experiencing elevated fire danger again today. Over the weekend, the northern third of the state was placed in a red flag warning due to extreme wildfire risks. Locally, most of our listening area in Wisconsin is either high or very high for fire risks, with worsening conditions as you head north. Avoid outdoor burning as warm, dry weather and wind could quickly spread fires the next couple of days. You can find more information on the Wisconsin DNR website. Dry conditions continue at least for a few more days. Today, highs will be well into the 80s with sunny skies and a bit of wind. Tomorrow and Wednesday, there will be a few more clouds in the sky, but highs will stay in the 80s. Thursday is our next best chance at rain with scattered thunderstorms possible. Then on Friday and into the weekend, we'll see the temps fall off, with highs expected to be in the 60s into early next week. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Brewers with a win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a win over the Rays, ending a three-game losing streak for Milwaukee. Top of the fourth, Christian Yelich, a home run to left, using a pink bat with his mother's name, Alicia Yelich, engraved in the wood. Jeff Levering, FanDuel, Wisconsin.
Yelich, down the left field line, long run, Simpson, running out of room and gone! Yelich goes deep on Mother's Day to tie things up. Cutter in the middle of the plate, and Yelich hits number 7.
William Contreras also homered. The Brewers with a 4-2 victory after a long weekend in Tampa. Manager Pat Murphy ejected Friday night, and weather delays every day.
I mean, this environment is tough. Threatening rain all the time. The mound's rugged. It's just a different environment than they're used to. So I'm proud we're in every game.
The crew heads to Cleveland tonight. NFL, the Packers back at work today for their off-season program. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Rarely does an 11-year-old title with not-so-great reviews get a second chance. But that is not the case with Reacher, Never Go Back. It doesn't hurt that the star of the film was Tom Cruise, or that the episodic Reacher, starring Alan Ritchson, is a big hit for Amazon Prime Video. How much do people like the Reacher franchise? Never Go Back is over 10 years old, got a 37% on Rotten Tomatoes, but still managed to somehow crack the top 10 on Prime Video, coming in at number 9 last week. I actually really liked it. The current Reacher, Alan Ritchson, and his manager, Dan Spilo, have parted ways, and apparently for good reason. Spilo was officially thrown off a movie set by human resources for bullying and yelling at crew members. It was at this time Alan Ritchson also fired him as his manager. Spilo was also a contestant on Survivor years ago and was dismissed immediately for being too touchy-feely with other contestants. What a guy. Do you know someone who doesn't have a podcast? Didn't think so. That's how popular they are, and they will be recognized this year as a new award category at the Golden Globes. The Best Podcast will have 6 nominees chosen from the most listened to podcasts that celebrate creativity and storytelling. The 83rd Golden Globe Awards will air on CBS on Sunday, January 11th, 2026, and will be hosted by Nikki Glaser, who also hosted last year. Comedy icon Martin Short and Hollywood icon actress Meryl Streep appear to have a romantic connection on and off screen. The couple are an item on the show Only Murders in the Building and are dating. The two 75-year-olds were spotted making out recently while taking a break from filming season 5 of the show. That's right, making out, and while cameras weren't even rolling.
Ugh.
Haven't you people heard of trailers? Only Murders Season 5 will premiere this summer, but there is no specific date. How would you like to be compared to a famous movie character and pocket $38,000? Sounds fun, doesn't it? Well, not if the character was Darth Vader and you're a woman named Lorna Rook, whose co-workers were the ones comparing her to the Star Wars villain after a corporate-issued personality test that was Star Wars-themed. Rook was out of the room at the time when her co-workers came to the conclusion, and she quit her job a month later. Glass half full? Darth Vader does do the right thing in the end. Pamela Anderson has been an actress for the last 30 years, but has only started actually acting in the last few years. The former Baywatch personality received critical acclaim for her role in The Last Showgirl. Anderson's latest role will be in the Naked Gun reboot opposite Liam Neeson, who will play Frank Drebin. The 57-year-old Anderson and 72-year-old Neeson hit it off famously on the set and claim to have movie character crushes on each other, according to the New York Post. The Naked Gun hits screens nationwide August 1st. I'm really hoping it's good. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. Our high generally in the mid-80s here this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop down to 58 for a low. Tomorrow will be sunny with a high of 86 on Wednesday. Sunshine with a high right around 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.